I'd like to sing a hymn. Last hymn in our little flock, the cross, the cross. Oh, that's our game. Let's sing this number 85 in the back of the book.
The cross, oh, that's our gain.
Because on that the Lamb was slain, was there the Lord who was crucified, was there for us the Savior died.
Shall we just look to the Lord? Our God and Father, thy beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, what can we say as we consider him, that beloved one who hung on that cross of shame and woe for each and every one of us in this room? And so we just thank thee that we can take a few minutes and point our thoughts back to that cross, a cross of shame and suffering, because thou didst pity us and loved us. And so we just commit the meeting into thy hands, asking thy blessing upon it in thy most precious name. Amen. I'd like to reiterate a verse that our brother Bob Tony started with in the gospel meeting the other day, and that is Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now I'd like to go over to the book of Luke, chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. And verse 3. Luke 15 and verse 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost till he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise the joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. You know, I read these two passages because I believe they simply put forth the gospel, a sheep that is lost. Have you ever thought of yourself as a sheep? Perhaps one that's just wandering in this world? And you know, there's a shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is a shepherd, and he's looking for lost sheep. He doesn't care how old you are. He doesn't care how young you are. He's looking for lost sheep. And you know the thing that I really enjoy about this passage is it says in verse 7, Joy shall be in the heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons. You know, when we think of a lost sheep, years ago I was up on my Uncle Doug's farm in Rideau Ferry, and he was the shepherd, and there must have been about, maybe 200 sheep out there, and he took off, and all the sheep went around him just fine, and I looked at that, and I said, I think I'll go try that. And what do you think happened? The sheep scattered. They went every which way. They didn't want anything to do with me because they knew I wasn't the shepherd. But you know, we have a shepherd in Christ, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He brought me to himself when I was about 8 years old. And I remember Brother Kohler from New York standing up and saying, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're going to be left behind. Going to be left behind. Any of you kids ever get left behind? Your parents forget that they had you, and they left and you didn't know where they went. Have you ever thought about that moment? Sometimes we've heard in the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and he might come before this meeting's over. And will you be left behind because you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? You've put it off. If the Lord Jesus were to come within the next 5 seconds, where would you be? You'd be left in this room. You'd be left for destruction, judgment. Oh, dear one, don't put it off. Don't put it off. Accept Christ as your Savior. You know this parable down here about the woman? She had a piece of silver. Silver speaks of redemption. And she lost one piece. And what did she do? She looked high and low for it, swept the house. How many of us have lost something, misplaced something, and we go looking for it? You ever misplace any of your toys? I've had a lot of toys in my lifetime. And I still have toys in my life. And you know, sometimes my grandkids come over and they want to see some of my toys. I have a Lionel train set that goes around the den, and they want to see the train go. I've had that for trains since I was about 8 years old. But you know, when I'm missing a piece and it doesn't work, I search diligently like this lady did, because it's of value to me, because it makes the train work. But what is it to your soul, the Lord Jesus? God's beloved Son, is that precious to your soul? Are you confident that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? As we read that verse in Romans, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's no question about it. You will be saved. At the end of last year, we had the conference up in Shadow Hills. Just pardon me, brethren, because it touches my heart. A sister came out, met me in the parking lot, and she said, she had tears running down her face. They were tears of joy because her daughter confessed to the Lord as her Savior at the end of the last gospel meeting at Burbank last year. I tell you, we experienced what it says here. There was joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And every time I think that 12-year-old girl confessing the Lord, it makes me cry. But it's tears of joy, brethren, to know that a granddaughter confessed the Lord as Savior. If you've never had the privilege of being a grandparent and having a grandchild come to you and confess Jesus as Lord, I tell you, this passage is mentioned twice of the joy that's in heaven. And every time I think of it, it brings tears to my heart, tears to my eyes, knowing that there's another grandchild on the way to the glory to see the Lord Jesus, who loved her and gave himself for her. And when I sat there with her mother in the parking lot, and we just cried, thanking the Lord. And then I went, and I figured I'd go and track her down and have a talk with her. And I went into the building where they had the young people sing. And she was on a row all by herself. And they were singing a hymn, Leaning on Jesus, Leaning on Jesus. And she sat there in her seat, and she would go this way, and she'd go this way, as the young people do when they sing that song. And I just sat in the back watching her and observing the joy that she had because she knew the Lord Jesus as her Savior. I tell you, it thrilled my heart to see one so young in years coming to the Lord Jesus, to know that she is redeemed by the precious blood of Christ on her way to the glory. What can we say Now I ask you, children, young people, if you've never, have you confessed the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you ever confessed the Lord to your mom, to your dad, to your best friend? I tell you, it's good to confess. And you know, not only that, but it will bring joy to your dad, to your mom, to your grandfather, to your grandmother, to know that you're redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, that you're on the way to the glory. And oh, may it be that you don't put it off, because if you put it off and the Lord Jesus were to come back to claim all his own and you were left behind, you'd be left for judgment. You'd be left to be cast into a dark eternity. And I tell you, as our brother was mentioning about knowing the scriptures and growing, there is a Savior on high in the glory that wants you there. And may it be that you consider well your soul's destiny, to consider what we've had these past few days here at Walla Walla. And we can thank the Lord for the faithfulness that's been presented these past 3 days here. What can we say, brethren? The Lord is good. I just mention that because it's every time I think of a grandchild. Coming to know the Lord Jesus, and to know that if the Lord were to come, that would be one grandchild that would be in the glory. May we not put it off. May we consider it. Time is running out, and it's just about time to quit and go eat dinner. So let's just commit ourselves. Our God and Father, what can we say as we considered thy beloved Son, his finished work on Calvary's cross, in love to our souls to redeem them from the pit of corruption? And what can we say, Lord Jesus, when we think of family members confessing thee as their Savior? Oh, just bless, we pray, Lord Jesus, if there's still one lost in their souls, save their souls. And so, Lord, we just commit ourselves to thee now, thanking thee for these days up here at Walla Walla. And so we just look and long to see thee, Lord Jesus. Amen.